I'm here because the floods washed me away. I came back because the people of Cromwell Bottom need me to cross the river. The river with the glossy top and dark green mossy bank. I miss not being here. I miss the stories people share on this bridge. It's amazing how bridges and rivers bring out the joy in people. And also their sadness. I've seen riches, witnessed so much. I don't judge, and I can't change outcomes. I just offer a service. I listen while the river offers peace. Shh. Can you hear it?
The River Calder meanders here, almost for the first time in its life after being confined for its first 20 miles in the narrower upper valley. The name Cromwell Bottom possibly comes from the Old English crum, meaning crooked. The valley forms a wide and flat floodplain here. And while flooding is natural, climate change is making it worse, with the eerie sound of the flood sirens happening more often. The Boxing Day flood of 2015 reached the height of this bridge. Each deluge sweeps litter downstream, where it's caught in the willows on the bank. This bridge replaced an older crossing of stepping stones, and in its metal framework, bridge spiders spin their webs. They evolved, of course, to make their homes on vegetation, but this species now thrives on man-made structures, catching midges over the water.
So which came first, the bridge or the spider? I can't decide. Was it either or neither? Away from the woods, it shows man-made construction, a niche evolution, simple predation, where flies float up from the river basin.